So what is?
Yesterday, I was being really aware, and I thought there was something. I still feel some pain in the heart.
Yeah.
But I was being really aware, but I couldn't spot like a thought preceding it, because it should normally tell me when a thought arises that you get vedana.
No. That's not true. Vedana come on its own, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But mostly mental vedana. Yeah. That comes after thought.
But it's possible to have vedana without thought.
Yeah. Because there are five groups, huh? And one of the groups is vedana. That can arise on its own. Yeah. But most of the vedana, or the mental vedana we have, you know, come through thought and or memories. Yeah? I mean, feel it, you know, and you see, yeah. I mean, see what ask yourself or look at it, you know, what is behind it, yeah. If you don't, yeah, you won't catch it at the beginning,
no, it's
yeah.
Attachment,
yeah? Hmm? But after a while, you will know. Yeah? And then knowing is much better than you know assuming anything. Hmm? I mean, all our life, we painted these pictures of our life, yeah? There's nothing to do with reality. Huh? Mm-hmm. Now we just look, observe without judging what is this, and without trying to figure it out.
As it is.
It's very difficult for us.
It is.
It's extremely difficult for us. And that is what we need to train. To look without judging. Without trying to figure out what is going on. It's the kilesas who ask, yeah? when you know my definition of avijja, wanting to understand, but not being able to understand, not being able to know, right? It's the only thing that can know is the heart. Yeah? And we block it with our thoughts and with our memories. We block the access to our heart with our thoughts and memories. Right? Mm-hmm. So look at it, observe it. It takes a while until we know. Yeah? And then you know what is the pain. Yeah? But figuring out, you know, you will never come. Yeah? Sometimes you come very close to the truth, but you will never come to the truth. Yeah? He's leaving. Going back to working hell.
I wanted to ask for forgiveness for anything stupid.
I forgive you. Yeah.
Done too.
But you have to forgive me as well. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I talk a little bit harsh, yeah? Yeah?
It was really soft, actually.
It was actually too soft, yeah.
Compared to the videos.
Yeah.
2009, 2010,
soft. Oh!
I'm comparing to that.
But you have to understand, you know, I mean, also, when you listen to the talk to the Australian, it's much better. You have to understand when people are really, you know, their heart is interested. Not they say, "Oh, I'm so interested." That doesn't count. Yeah. You are the one. You are responsible for opening the water. Yeah, yeah. Water tap. Yeah. If you open it just a little bit, you know, only drops of water are coming out. If you open it full, you know, I mean, it flows. Yeah. Yeah? So, I mean, you are responsible. Yeah?
We have to ask them provocative questions.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, or you have just to do some stupid things, yeah? If you do stupid things, yeah? Yeah? Like some of the Mechis, huh? What? What did I say? Anyway, so that it's up to you, yeah? What kind of Dhamma you want to hear, it's up to you. Yeah? But not think about it. That doesn't work, yeah? Yes, work. If you're really interested, you know, if the heart really wants to know something, the heart really wants to under something, then it comes out.
I guess we protect it with avidya.
Yeah.
We think we protect it with avidya.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in fact, we're just deluding ourselves.
You're deluding yourself. Avidya makes you. Yeah. When you think about that, Lungta Mahabho was talking about the pure citta and the defiled citta. Yeah. The citta is the citta. Yeah? Think about it having a huge cake, yeah? And then a vicha comes, you know, and puts its claw over a piece of cake, yeah? So that you think you are alone, yeah? You're separate from the other thing. But actually you're still, yeah? You're still a piece of the same cake, yeah? But a vicha makes you think, yeah? And that is the defiled citta. Makes you think that you are something else, yeah? That you are something special, yeah? One can be special in a positive way. One can be special in a very negative way as well. Yeah. Yeah. One feels depressed. You know, nobody loves me. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also selfish. Yeah. Nobody loves me. It's selfish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I'm the greatest. You know, it's also selfish. Yeah? So I mean, it can go in both ways. Yeah. So avicca, you know, as long as it's avicca there, yeah, that the citta is defiled because it cannot see that it's one of the same thing, yeah? And that everything, every being is, you know, part of it, yeah? But, you know, avicca, you know, closes us off, you know? Closes off this knowingness that we are part of this big cage, yeah? So the arahant, you know, is part of this big cage, so there is no, yeah? There is no differentiation from everything, yeah? That's what it's called, Nibbana, yeah? But as long as we are under the claw, you know, of avicca, we only see ourselves, we don't see the other. And we think we are not part of it, yeah? Or we are lonely, I mean, or, you know, I mean, whatever, yeah? That's the problem, you know, I mean, look at the world, that is the problem, yeah? We hate the other person, actually he's part of ours. We kill the other person, so we kill part of us. Look at all these wars that we fought, yeah? I mean, there's no country who didn't fought a war, yeah?
At this time, I'm starting to put more trust in the knowingness.
Yeah? But don't try to know objects. Huh? That can be misleading as well. Huh? Yeah, bitu. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Just know.
It's helping reduce the fear of everything. I'm able to observe it, differentiate it.
The more you concentrate on the Buddha, the more you're interested in the Buddha, everything else disappears. Just be aware of it.
And the same thing for pain as well.
Pain. Yeah? But the pain will come, you know. I mean, it will come. Even if you are there with your Buddha, if you sit for 3 hours, the pain will come. You know? And then you really have to investigate, yeah? And it will also, you know, it will also progress to the pain of death, yeah? I mean, that's difficult. Yeah? That's difficult too.
Then Mahaprabhu was constantly focusing on doing the pain investigation. To look into 3 aspects. One is the body, one is the feeling of pain, another is the chitta. Separate these, the khandas out. And
who said so?
Ajahn Mahaprabhu.
He never told that.
See that the body is just the body. Feeling is just a feeling. And
that is the teaching of the Lord Buddha.
No, I don't know.
No.
stayed on the line investigating it.
Investigating pain, yes, yeah. But I think you misunderstood it a little bit, yeah? Yes, you have to separate, but you have to know what pain is. And that is the hard part. The easy part is investigation. Where is the pain? Yeah? Is it, is it anicca? Is it anatta? Dukkha? And is it, I mean, that's what Lungta Mahabho was teaching, investigating pain. Where is it, I mean, I have bones since I was born, why is it now only in pain, So it cannot be in the bones, it cannot be in the flesh. Where is the flesh, where is the tendons, the muscles, and so on, I mean, I have muscles since I was born, I mean, how can it be there, And so he looked everywhere, where the pain is, and, until he was very close so that he couldn't find it, then his pain shifted, And then he went to the next place, and then he went to the next place, until the Kilesa showed him, where the pain is coming from.
I think the same was the...
What?
Did it change afterwards?
I mean, your understanding, if you see it with your eyes, I mean, if you see that your hand is on fire,
But what does it mean that you have less pain, or do you see it differently?
Pain has two aspects, I mean, it can be physical pain, and it can be mental pain. The mental pain, the mental pain is gone. The physical pain will still remain, even for the arahants. But you have to go through the pain of death, through the three stages of death, before you really. But once you see it, you're not so much afraid of it, you're much more interested in it.
But the stage of, how do you reach the stage of death?
Just sit for 12 hours,
You'll be ready.
Don't even, I mean, if you really understand, if you investigate pain to the understanding that it arises in the heart, that is enough for the moment, And then do your body investigation, until you slowly come up, to the... to where you overcome greed and hate, and then you can investigate the pain of death. I mean, you die. So, I mean, you have to have some substance. You have to have some root. You have to have some basis. Basis in practice. Otherwise, you won't be able, or sometimes, you can go mad, I mean, if you believe that thought. If you don't have the tools, you don't do it. You have the tools, the proper tools, to fight. So don't even worry about it, just investigate until you see where the pain is coming from. That is already difficult enough, The pain of death, I mean, that is something else. But then you're not afraid of pain, any kind of pain.
My concern is a bit... Actually, I have a lot of concerns, but I'm just going to ask about one today.
Okay.
So what I discovered while doing the nightly and sometimes afternoon reflection is that whether I do it twice a day, once a day, or even three times a day, it's the same.
Yeah.
And the problem is my sati really sucks. So I was wondering how I could improve my sati just so,
Yeah, you improve it with meditation. You improve it with knowing the Buddha or knowing the breath. The better you can know the breath, the better you can know the Buddha. I mean, it improves also the sati. And not to let go, during the day. I mean, talking. When you go and talk to others, I mean, there's no sati. So you lose, I mean, in your reflection, you see, why was I talking about? I don't know. What was I talking about? I just know that I was talking about, and you can remember some of it, but it is all unnecessary. So the more you can keep, the sati or this awareness of the breath or the awareness of the Buddha during the day, the better it is.
So even if I'm concentrated on the Buddha,
yeah,
I will have sati for everything around me regularly.
If you're really interested, yeah. I mean, concentration is knowing. It's two different things. Concentration is, you know, the ability to concentrate on the object. Knowingness is what this object is just doing. That's why I said observe the animals in the monastery. You concentrate on the animal, but you know what they are doing. But in the beginning, when we learn samadhi, you know, concentration and knowingness seems to be the same thing. Only, you know, only later on it separates out, you know, the knowingness goes back to the heart where it comes from, but the concentration still sticks on the object that we want to concentrate on. Be it the Buddha or be it the breath around the tip of the nose, yeah?
So basically, everything around me is just, I'm aware of them, I know them, they're peripheral, but of course I don't concentrate on them.
No, you don't concentrate. You concentrate on one object that you have an anchor, yeah? Be it the Buddha or be it the breath, yeah? And then you learn how to know, yeah? And the more you know about the breath, the more you also know about the surroundings. But you do not concentrate on the surroundings. So the biggest problem that most people do, I mean, the moment they have some calm, they concentrate on the calm. Or on the happiness. Or on the pity that comes up. And then the pity goes away.
When it should always be on the Buddha or
yeah.
The...
And it is difficult because we don't like it. Yeah, we like this nice feeling, you know. That's why we go there. Yeah, I mean, we haven't had these in our life. We haven't had these nice feelings. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's more interesting.
Yeah, it's it's so nice. Yeah, and then it goes, you know, and then the good feeling changes into a bad feeling because we are frustrated, you know. Yeah. Where's it gone? Yeah. Then we're looking for it, but we can't find it because we don't realize at that time, you know, it just came because we were concentrating on the Buddha or on the breath.
Because it's a, could you say it like it's, now this is absurd, maybe it sounds, it would make sense in Christianity, it's like, you're trying to distract us? The thoughts?
No, the kilesas. The thoughts are not kilesas, yeah? You have to understand, there are five khandhas, it's your toolbox, yeah? It's a toolbox of the Dhamma, and it's a toolbox of the kilesas or avicca. Whoever has the access to the toolbox can use it.
So it's like we're grabbing.
No, the kilesas are, yeah, they are going to distract you. You sit in meditation for 5 minutes and you want to concentrate, you know, and it is okay, yeah. Then the kilesas are like kids, you know, yeah. I mean, if you see your father and mother or, you know, your brother and sister who have kids, you know, they always come and grab hold of you, yeah. They want your attention. Yeah? In the moment you give your attention to them, you're lost. And the kilesas are the same thing. Yeah? So that's why they bring up all these thoughts. Yeah? Yeah? You never ask yourself, how many times have you thought this thought? Yeah? And what does it bring you? Nothing. Yeah? Just frustration. But we still, you know, next time we still think the same thought. Yeah? Or we still plan, you know, the future that has not come. Yeah? Or we still go and feel sorry for the past. I mean, it's useless. You cannot change the past. Yeah? You can only accept, okay, I've done a lot of shit in my past. Yeah? Okay, let's accept the result. You know, sooner or later they will come back. Yeah? I might have to spend some time in hell. Yeah? Hopefully not so long. 3 days, sir? No, 7 days, sir. I mean, what was it? The queen, you know, who was such a good person, you know, but she did one mistake, yeah? And it sent her to hell for 7. And how many mistakes do we do a day? many. So
basically, we have to never yield that common toolbox to a avijja.
Yes, we have to train. We have to train ourselves not to yield it. Yeah. So when the moment we see they took the toolbox, then we take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So, I mean, you're with a Buddha, and then, you know, a thought comes, yeah? Then, that's where you take it back to the Buddha. Yeah. That's just the thing. Okay?
Question,
very intensive bright light, yeah?
So in that, I close my eyes because I feel like I get...
Yeah, I mean, you should close your eyes all the time.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah.
Like,
you know, no. When you see this intense light, the intense light is a sign of concentration. So, I mean, the more intense it is, the better is the concentration. So what you do is, you pull this bright light into your heart.
So like pulling it down?
Yeah. Pull it into your heart, you know, and then your heart becomes, you know, it's like, you know, you put a bright light into the cellar, and then suddenly you see everything that is there in the heart. No, I mean, accept it, you know, and then just pull it, you know, I mean, slowly, you have to figure out how to pull it, you know, I mean, this is, you know, dependent on everybody's different, yeah? Just try to pull it into the heart, yeah? Don't let it go out, yeah? I mean, the more it is out, you know, the more it is actually becoming disturbing, yeah? So when you see it coming, you know, pull it in the heart, yeah? Pull it, da-da-da-da-da. And then it will unite with the heart, yeah?
So these are nimittas?
Nimittas are signs. I mean, you could call it a nimitta, but it doesn't have any meaning, yeah? Normally a nimitta is, you know, it's a sign that you see that has a meaning, yeah? But this meaning is, most of the time we will understand only after years of practice, yeah? Yeah? I mean, when you look at the nimittas Lumpu Manhead or Lungta Mahabuahead, I mean, they foretold a story, yeah? But they did not understand the time they had the nimitta, yeah? So it can be something, you know, in the future. It can also be something from the past, but you do not have yet the ability to understand it, yeah? In most of the time. Sometimes you understand it instantly, you know, the meaning of it. Hmm? But don't try to figure it out. Yeah.
Many times I see skeletons and corpses.
Yeah, but that is not nimitta. That is just, you know, training of the mind. Yeah, that's good.
For the time being, I'm just holding.
I mean, if your samadhi is good, why avoiding it? Have a look, you know. I mean, see your skeleton, and then you know, draw just like the light. Draw the skeleton into yourself, you know, and then see yourself as a skeleton. Because that's what you are. Yeah? Just put some flesh on it, yeah. And then you know, cover it all up, the whole shit, you know, in a piece of nice. Nice, thin tissue paper.
But again, it arouses some fear.
Yeah. That's why we need strong sati, you know, yeah, so that we can overcome the fear. Yeah? In the beginning it is fear, then it will become discount. Yeah. We don't like to see the thing, yeah? Yeah? Normally, you know, when you go to the bathroom and shit, you don't look and shit and pull it up, yeah? You don't like to see the things that come out. Hmm? You only like to see the things that go in. Huh?
Even in the breath meditation,
yeah?
Sometimes it feels like I am a skeleton, like the images pop.
Yeah? Then don't go. When you do breath and meditation, don't go to these images. You can afterwards, you know, bring up these images and see it, yeah?
Usually I avoid it because I don't have any tools to handle the anger or anything.
Yeah? Huh? Yeah, it's okay, yeah. But here you have the tools. Yeah. So for the next time, yeah? Okay.
One quick question then. Yeah. Like, especially going back out to the monastery next week.
Yeah.
And I just see so much dukkha and, like, temptations and all these. And I feel very disenchanted when I think about some of these old habit patterns that I have back home. And I just wonder if you have any words of advice on being brave when
The only help that you have is, I mean, stay with the breath or stay with the Buddha. And just know. And then use the reflection, yeah, in the evening, because that shows you know where you go off. Yeah. Being afraid of something, you know, makes us going in the wrong way. Fear is never a good, it is never a good advisor. Yeah? I mean, look at what, you know, the whole world was doing because of fear. It's not a good advisor. Yeah? Fear is, you know, so, I mean, realize, okay, there's fear. How does it feel like? We don't want to feel it, yeah? Feel it. And then you get accustomed to the feeling of fear, yeah? And you see, it doesn't hurt you, yeah? It doesn't destroy you. It's just a feeling. And it is something there, it's a feeling. Yeah? Never say, I'm afraid, say there is fear. Yeah? Then you can look at something, yeah? Then you have subject, and then you have object, yeah? There's fear, or there's lust, yeah? Or there's hate. Then we can look at it, yeah? But if we say, I'm angry, it's over. I'm afraid, it's over. That's what you think you are, but you are not, because there is fear, or there is hate, or there is lust, yeah, or whatever, there is greed, yeah, yeah. And also there is smell, yeah, And there are sensations, yeah, and there is hearing. Are you listening? Good. Better listen. This principle of anatta is very important, yeah, especially in the world, yeah. I mean, the longer you can stay with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah, the better it is, yeah, and then do the reflection, yeah. And never tell yourself, I am like this, yeah, yeah? There is, yeah? That gives us the opportunity to investigate something, yeah. There is pain, yeah. When I say, I'm in pain, gone, up, oh, there's no pain, good. Yeah? That's how the world operates, but we are not, you know, we want to overcome this world, yeah? Yeah? I'm hungry, so I'm eat, yeah? I mean, what is hunger? How does it feel like? Huh? We don't want to know, yeah? This is the same with fear, we don't want to know. And the same with lust, you know? We just go after, yeah? That's where the kilesas push us, yeah? And pull us, push and pull us, yeah? Push us with hate, they pull us with lust, yeah? Push and pull, yeah? And we fall for it all the time. And now we learn how not to fall for it, yeah? Because the moment we say, there, oh, okay, now, yeah? And then it is not a threat anymore, yeah? When you say, I'm afraid, I am so afraid, yeah? But when you say, there's fear, okay, how does it look like? How does it feel like? You know, where, yeah? What came before that fear? Yeah? Then we can investigate it, yeah? You never can investigate yourself, yeah? Yeah? What you think you are, yeah? That is, you know, it is a fixed statement, yeah? So use that, yeah?
What about, since being here, I know that there's a couple of things in my life I have to go back and kind of change. I wonder if you have any advice about how to be like to apply these changes.
You apply these changes here. Yeah? Don't think of, I want to be like this. Then you just fall into another role. Yeah? Be yourself. At every moment, that's where you can change things. You cannot change things in the future. Oh, I want to behave like that. How often did it work out?
No.
See? But you still fall for it. Huh? No. And that is the most, this is the most difficult thing. Just to be present. Yeah? Because the present, yeah, gives us all the opportunity to behave differently than we behaved before. Yeah? But if we have plans, then we don't see only one way. Yeah? We don't see all the ways. We don't see all the opportunities. Yeah? That's why we get stuck. Yeah? But when we are present every moment, I mean, every moment, you know, is unfolding the whole. Yeah? Yeah, and we think we are stuck in this. No. Yeah? Be present, you know, and then you see, oh, there are actually many ways how to act. Yeah? Any ways how to react. Yeah? And the most difficult thing, remember that when you're with your parents. Yeah? Then you fall back, you become the child. No matter how old we are.
That's true.
No matter, I mean, we can be 50, you know, our parents are 70, you know. I mean, we fall back in the role of the little child, yeah?
Yep. I've seen
that. And this is something that you have to change, yeah? Yeah, it is like this, yeah? And that shows us, you know, I mean, we are not really in the present, yeah? You will know that, yeah? It's the same thing when you're with your partner. When he is with his wife, you know, he has a certain role. Yeah? So he cannot act outside of his role because he thinks he has to do it. He has to be like this or like that. Like you, you have to be a child to your parents or, you know, to your wife or whatever. Yeah? Or to your girlfriend. No, this is not. Yeah? And I know it is so. Yeah? We are. I mean, there's this essential fear, you know, within us. And, how can I be not like this? You know, I should do like this. Eh? I mean, I used to be a scientist, you know, and when I practiced that. Eh? So, yeah, I was in this community of scientists, you know. I mean, you know, you're in a certain bubble. You know, in the society, you're a certain bubble, yeah. And everybody is, yeah, afraid, you know, to get outside of this bubble, you know. So I imagine myself, you know, to being on a big lake, you know, with you know, on a on an island with all these people, with all these nice people. Right? And then I saw a swamp, you know. I didn't know what the swamp is, yeah. So I jumped in, yeah. And then I saw, oh wow, now I'm free.
Yeah.
Now I can be anything, yeah. I can be a truck driver, I can be a, you know, garbage collector, I can be anything. I don't have to be a scientist, yeah? I don't have to be the things that I always imagined to be, yeah? And that is, but you know, this jump, to do this jump, you know, I mean, yeah, now we are kind of scared, yeah?
Yeah?
To jump into the unknown, yeah? But that's where we have all the opportunity, yeah? I mean, if you're on the island, you know, within your bubble, you know, I mean, you cannot go outside of the bubble. You don't really know what is outside, you know, and you're scared, yeah? I mean, I've seen so many people, yeah, I mean, when I was studying in America, I mean, the white people didn't want to go into the black waters, yeah? I said, well, why not, you know? And then I went, you know, I went in a bar, you know, where there are only black people, yeah? I said, oh, wonderful, you know. I mean, I was even dancing and so on, yeah. And they said, you're not American, no. When I told my American friend, oh, how can you do that, yeah? Yeah. But this is going outside, yeah? It's also when I did my engineering study, my computer science, or computer engineering, yeah. I mean, I had art classes, I had, you know, history classes. I also, you know, going outside of the bubble, yeah? But that, you know, I mean, certain people, you know, I mean, you don't meet so many people, you know, engineers are engineers, yeah? And scientists are scientists, yeah? They're only in the chemical bubble, yeah? They don't want to know about anything else, yeah? But, yeah? You understand that? Yeah, yeah. Be present, you know, and then you have all the opportunities. If you want to change it in this way or that way, then you just become another thing, yeah?
But I think after a certain age, it becomes more difficult.
No, it becomes easier and easier and easier. Because you are not fixed, yeah? And people cannot fix you, yeah?
But they want to
fix you. Yeah, of course they want to fix you. Your parents see you as you are and you can't change that view. Yeah? Yeah? My little boy, you know, you're 50 years old. And you don't want to change it. Yeah? But the moment you are, yeah, and you don't fall into this, you know, draw or into this class of being that child. I mean, they will notice something, yeah? And they will get interested, yeah? We always want to change others, yeah? We change ourselves, and through our changing, we change also the environment. So that is, it's the best way. And it is easy. We don't have to, huh? David, we don't have to remember anything. The only thing we have to remember to be with the Buddha, or with the breath. That's the thing that we have to remember all the time. And do the daily reflection in the evening to see where we go wrong. Okay, so enough.
The day is going away.
I mean, that's not 9 days. Was it 9 days?
It was from 16.
Oh, okay. I hope you got a little bit calmer.
Some days. Since I think last night, it was not calm. But you are very happy to go.
Yeah. That's where all the plans are coming, you know. Instead of the plan, you know, I want to stay with my Buddha or with my breath, yeah. Now I'm going to do this, I have to do this, I have to do that. Then he comes into his apartment and then he has to do so many things. And then, I mean, the Buddha is gone, you know, the breath is gone, you know, I mean, he doesn't know what it does until he does it in the evening daily reflection. Where was I? Huh? Huh? You do the daily reflection?
In the what? Yes.
In the
not outside the what?
Not outside the what? You have to do it outside. Huh?
You don't stay here, okay?
Yeah. That's what normally happens.
We are giving here.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Yeah. You leave today, midday, or what?
Soon, I think. I visit his house.
Yeah.